A Daily Dose of Luther is Good for the Soul. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is a new devotional resource, Day by Day with Martin Luther. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 800-325-3040. Day by Day with Martin Luther costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Day by Day with Martin Luther. Well, the time has come on this Friday afternoon, October the 23rd, to play a little game we like to play with our listeners as often as we can. We call it Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it is what it sounds like. We've got four soundbites that we have selected from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you, and then your vote will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and what else? Pen, that's what it is. And that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one is Suzanne Venker. We're talking with her about feminist Anne Marie Slaughter's book. Here she is evaluating Miss Slaughter's view of maternal instinct.
She acknowledges something to the effect of we feminists have to begrudgingly admit something to this effect, that women are better suited to babies and nurturing, but at the same time insists upon overhauling that and telling women to let go of their desire to care for their babies, even though it is a greater pull for them internally, and hand it over to dad. So it's fine if dads want to stay home full time. You know, feminists have no problem with that. but the goal is to get that pull out of you and surrender it to your husband, as though there is something wrong with engaging in that part of life and welcoming it. That's, again, my issue. Why do you need to fight against it? Why? What's wrong with it? It's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's why we're here. So the fact that you chose not to do it is probably what's upsetting you so much. But we don't need to overhaul the whole world to make you feel better about the choices that you've made, which is ultimately what's going on with feminists who are, you know, speaking the loudest today about how things should be.
That's soundbite number one, Suzanne Venker, feminist Anne Marie Slaughter's view of the maternal instinct. If you'd like to vote for it, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Robert Gagnon. We were talking with him about transgenderism and the church's response. Here he is on when the church calls a he a she.
For the church, the real damage, too, is that it erodes resistance to this, to the downgrading, to the dishonoring, the degrading of the stamp of gender on one's being given at birth, which is, to God, not a light matter at all. It's a very significant matter. We find this in the Genesis text, too, when male and female, which is always an expression in the Old Testament for a sexual pair, not just male and female, the whole population, but an actual sexual pair. And it is closely connected, as we know, in Genesis 1:27, with being made in God's image. That's a way of saying that what you do sexually matters. It could efface or enhance that image. And if that's true, then certainly the attempt to completely efface one's sex identity given to them at birth is going to be very problematic in terms of the whole image of God. There's a real danger there of denying an integral part of that image. So there's no way, in my opinion, we should at all encourage. That's not going to lead to a good thing. Plus, we haven't even dealt with, of course, the practical consideration of children. Suppose this man who thinks he's a woman wants to bring his children into this, right? I mean, his children then have to become complicitous in this whole process. They become confused, and then they're going to a church which is complicitous with that by calling her father by a female name. This has a sort of ripple effect damage beyond just the offender.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Robert Gagnon, when the church calls a he a she. If you want to vote for it, you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or you can vote by sending us an email right now, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor David Peterson answering the question, when Jesus is addressing the official whose son is ill, what do his words, "your son lives," mean?
It's unfortunate in the ESV that it's been translated as a future. It says, "your son will live." But that's not what Jesus says. He says, just simply, present tense, "your son lives." It's a present tense verb. Now, this is really important because what Jesus says to the nobleman is deliberately ambiguous. It only promises life on earth for the moment. And by the time the nobleman gets home, which is going to be like 24 hours later or close to it, the boy could be dead. So the real miracle here, I mean, the greatest thing that happens here, really, greater than any sign or wonder, is that the man believes the word of Jesus, even though he doesn't really know what it means. I mean, he knows it's true. He knows it's real. He believes that his son lives for the moment. And what he believes more significantly is that when he gets home to Capernaum, it won't matter if the son is still alive or the son has died, because Jesus has promised the boy lives. And that means that even if he does die, he's going to live, that death is a farce, that death is already coming undone in the Messiah, in the promise of God to make atonement for the sinful world and for sinful men. And he believes that, he trusts that. When Jesus says that, he accepts that as enough, and he goes home believing that one way or another, his son is going to live forever, even if, God forbid, the nobleman has to live for a time on earth without his son.
That's soundbite number three. Pastor David Peterson, what do Jesus' words, "your son lives," mean? If that gets you vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four, the fourth and final soundbite we're going to play for you. It comes from our regular guest, Pastor Tom Baker, talking about God's work in both the Passover and the Lord's Supper.
I can't believe how many people and whole denominations believe that the Lord's Supper is kind of a memorial meal where it helps us to remember what Jesus did for us. No. If you're going to say that the Lord's Supper is only a memorial meal, you'd have to say the same thing about the Passover. But it wasn't a memorial meal. It actually was God at work bringing his people out of bondage. And therefore, it just gives you a different view of the Lord's Supper. When it says, "do this in remembrance of me," I really like this translation better. "Do this in my remembrance of you." The Lord's Supper is identical to the Passover in that what Jesus is doing is bringing us the benefits of his salvation through the reception and through the actions of doing the memorial meal. And once more, it is God who is leading us out of the bondage of Satan into the kingdom of God, and we rejoice at that.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, God's work in both the Passover and the Lord's Supper. Those are the four soundbites. You've listened. We've played them. Now it's your turn. You get to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon, October the 23rd. You do so by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after the break.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Concordia Publishing House's annual warehouse sale is both online and in store. Take advantage of discounted prices on many of the items you hear promoted on Issues Etc. November 4th through 10th, and join us for a live broadcast from CPH on Thursday afternoon, November the 5th. Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale online and in store, cph.org, and 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale, November 4th through 10th.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday afternoon, October the 23rd, we are playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've played our soundbites. Now it's your turn. Your votes will determine which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to Chris first, who is listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Chris.
Hello, and good afternoon.
Which one are you voting for, Chris, and why?
I'd like to vote for the second soundbite, Dr. Gagnon's soundbite on transgenderism and where the church, when the church calls he a she. And I believe Dr. Gagnon highlights how we're complicit in destroying the true image of God. We're making God with a capital G into a small g.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Let's see what Cheryl has to say listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for Pastor Tom Baker's soundbite because I want to hear it again.
All right, Cheryl, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Dana listens in Kansas. Dana says, my vote is for Pastor Peterson, soundbite number 3. He sums up what Scripture reminds us of. No matter what we face in this life, God will keep us in Jesus Christ for all eternity. When Jesus said, your son lives in the present tense, I am reminded of when Luther says, I am baptized, also in the present tense. We are not promised an easy life, but that God will keep us in the one true faith until life everlasting. Dana, thanks for listening in Kansas. Darren listens in Alexandria, Virginia. I have to vote for Pastor David Peterson, soundbite number 3. When I heard his discussion of the gospel reading for this Sunday, I wanted to nominate the entire thing, he says. It was that good. As a member of the congregation that uses a 3-year lectionary, I always look forward to Pastor Peterson's exploration of the alternative. I feel almost as if I get to go to the divine service twice each week. While I couldn't pick a short soundbite from that segment, the one that you selected is especially comforting to those who have recently lost a loved one, reminding us that they aren't lost in the only way that matters, and we will all be reunited with them around Christ soon enough. Thank you very much, Darren. Thanks for listening in Virginia. Landon listens in Evansville, Indiana. Landon says, my vote is for soundbite number 1, Suzanne Venker's quote, I have several friends who are Christian feminists, and in our conversations, I have seen how conflicted some of these women are about feeling duty to stay in the workplace, have careers, and continue to fight for the feminist cause while also having a strong desire to have a family. It saddens me to see these poor women ashamed of their desire, their God-given maternal desire. Landon, thanks for listening in Indiana. David also has a vote. He says his vote goes to soundbite number 1. It really transcends sex. We all want it all now instead of one step at a time. That's a vote for soundbite number one. Suzanne Venker responding to the feminist view of the maternal instinct. Moody votes for soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker. What an awesome insight, says Smiley Face. I will never hear those words the same way again. Thank you very much for your vote as well. We still got time for your votes as well. Actually, your votes have decided that Pastor Tom Baker is the winner. Soundbite number four, he's talking here about God's work in both the Passover and in the Lord's Supper. Let's listen again.
I can't believe how many people and whole denominations believe that the Lord's Supper is kind of a memorial meal where it helps us to remember what Jesus did for us. No, no, no. If you're going to say that the Lord's Supper is only a memorial meal, you'd have to say the same thing about the Passover. But it wasn't a memorial meal. It actually was God at work bringing his people out of bondage. And therefore, it just gives you a different view of the Lord's Supper. When it says, do this in remembrance of me, I really like this translation better. Do this in my remembrance of you. The Lord's Supper is identical to the Passover in that what Jesus is doing is bringing us the benefits of his salvation through the reception and through the actions of doing the memorial meal. And once more, it is God who is leading us out of the bondage of Satan into the kingdom of God, and we rejoice at that.
That is the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote. Soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, God's work in both the Passover and in the Lord's Supper. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Landon in Evansville, Indiana gets the LPR bundle package. Landon, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback at issuesztc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more by clicking the Concordia University, Wisconsin Online logo at issuesztc.org. They will even waive your application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES. It's lifelong Lutheran learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Next week is Issues Etc. Reformation Week. That means we have lined up a set of topics and guests that I'm really looking forward to. We're going to be talking about challenges to Lutheranism past and present. We're going to begin Monday talking with Dr. Larry Rast about the challenge to Lutheranism that has been and still is found in the errors of pietism. We'll move on to kind of its kissing cousin, rationalism, with Dr. Martin Noland on Tuesday next week. Wednesday, we'll be discussing unionism, which is really a problem that has existed in the Lutheran confessions, attacked at the Lutheran confessions from the very beginning as well, with probably the preeminent expert on the subject, Dr. Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. That's Wednesday for Reformation Week. We'll talk about the danger of missionalism. Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest on Thursday. Then Friday, we're going to bring it all together, a conversation with Dr. Angus Manouge of Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, talking about the challenge of postmodernism to Lutheran theology and to the Lutheran worldview. It's Issues Etc. Reformation Week all next week. I hope you tune in and listen to it. Tell your fellow parishioners about it this coming Sunday as you're chatting after church. Tell them to tune in and listen to Issues Etc. Reformation Week at issuesetc.org. They can listen live all through the week and then on demand, issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
We now have 7 Spanish language transcripts of Issues Etc. that you can download for free.
Ahora tenemos 7 transcripciones en español de Issues Etc. que se puede descargar gratis.
These broadcast transcripts cover the 6 chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism and include a teaching on why do bad things happen.
Estas transcripciones cubren las 6 partes principales del Catecismo Pequeño de Lutero e incluyen una enseñanza que se llama ¿Por qué pasan las malas cosas?
Guests include Matt Harrison, Peter Bender, and Carl Fickenscher.
Los invitados incluyen Matt Harrison, Peter Bender, y Carl Fickenscher.
You can download and print these Spanish transcripts for free. Just go to issuesetc.org and click Publications.
Se puede descargar e imprimir estas transcripciones en español gratis. Solo vaya a issuesetc.org y haz clic en publicaciones.